Last Tuesday, the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee held a hearing on the upcoming fire season in our nation. The Idaho Press reported reporter Lisa Murkowski of Alaska saying, quote, it doesn't look good. There were two takeaways from this. Much of the West got less rain than average for May, and above average fire activity is the new normal. Closer to home in Idaho, NFSI, better known as the National Interagency Fire Center, which is based in Boise, predicted the state would see above normal fire activity in late summer. With me is El Delgado, a meteorologist with NFSI, and Boise State Public Radio reporter Frankie Barnhill to talk about this season's wildfire. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Ed, what kind of fire season can we expect this year?
Well, it's always difficult to explain what kind of fire season you have because every one of them is individual and it's difficult to define what normal is. So when we talk about above normal fire seasons or above normal periods in the fire season, we're actually it's more related to what firefighters expect, not what the general public is looking at. So we have to remember that fire is a natural occurrence in the West. It's part of the environment. It helps keep the environment healthy and kind of nature's way of cleaning things out. But trying to put fires out disrupts that cycle. So when we look at it now, we're seeing a lot more disastrous fires and fires that consume much more of the ecosystem than before. In previous decades ago. Mm-hmm. And so when we refer to an above normal fire season, we're talking about what kind of commitment of resources and just the manpower it's going to take to be able to manage that. And so when you look at our fire maps, where the areas that we paint in red are above normal, we're suggesting an increase in activity. It's going to require a huge commitment of resources. But it doesn't mean the areas that we haven't painted as above normal aren't going to have fire. It just means that they're not going to pose as big a problem or require as much of a commitment of resources as we might expect in other areas.
And Frankie, it's no longer really a fire season. This is a all around yearly issue, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. And Ed knows this very well. There's the fire map as it flows from one part of the country, and then by the end of the summer, that's when we're more likely in Idaho to actually reach peak fire season. But right now, Ed knows very well what's burning. You know, the Southwest is burning. Colorado has some significant fires that are prompting evacuations, which is, Ed, is that within the normal range of when you would think that part of the country would be burning?
Yes, this is the time of year that we see fire start in the Southwest, the Southern Rockies, the deserts of Arizona, New Mexico, and even parts of Southern California and West Texas. And the progression is in the next couple of months, we'll see that start to migrate north into the Great Basin, Northern California, the Pacific Northwest, and the Northern Rockies. And then that'll start to fade out late in the summer or fall and start migrating back to the south again.
And Ed, we normally see bigger fires in Idaho August, September?
Late July into August, yeah.
And is that the prediction this year
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, and that's the normal course of things. Now, right now, because we've still got a lot of snow in the mountains here, we, depending on when that snow comes off and how much time the vegetation has to dry, will determine what kind of fire season we're going to have. So we're expecting that with all the moisture, we're going to have a flush of vegetation, new vegetation, that will provide the necessary fuel to carry fire through the forests. So when that dries out, the potential is that we could have a lot of fire out there. But it really depends on when all of that snow melts away and when things dry out sufficiently.
So the next couple of weeks, I would assume, are quite critical in determining that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So by the time we get into early July, we start to see what we know as the monsoon moving into the Pacific, into the Southwest. And the moisture that moves ahead of that through the Great Basin into Idaho oftentimes brings lightning, but not a lot of precipitation. And so that's the critical period. If the fuels are dry by the time that lightning gets here, usually in mid-July, we could have a lot of starts. And if it's sufficiently dry, those starts could become large fires if we can't get to them quickly enough.
And Frankie, you know, over the years in Idaho, it used to be that, you know, fires happened out in the forest a long way away. I mean, we would get the effects of it with, you know, bad air quality, things like that. But it seems over the last few years, they seem to be getting closer and closer to more urban areas. And I know you've reported on this quite a bit. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and in part, this is a really complicated issue that, you know, combines a number of factors, including the fact that Idaho is becoming a popular place to live, and people want to have their, whether it's their primary residence in, you know, a place that has some greenery around it, some trees, or their secondary residence, maybe a cabin. But that's the wildland-urban interface is what we call it. And so it's where people are moving to actually, you know, try and build their homes in a place that might be susceptible to wildfire. So that's part of it. But there's also, you know, other factors like climate change that are exacerbating the effects. And then, you know, some fire policy that the Forest Service had for many years where they, you know, tried to put fires out within a day. And that was the policy for several decades and only recently is starting to change. So we're really, it's a number of factors. Those are just a few, but it's a very complicated issue. And I think Ed mentioned, you know, the ecology of it. It's tough because as people, we think of fire, you know, good and bad, right? Mm-hmm. And we say, oh, fire has to be bad if it's going to encroach on our life and maybe close down our favorite campground or something. But it's actually, you know, a really natural part of the forest ecosystem. So trying to balance that and keep that in mind is really important.
I'm speaking with Ed Delgado, a meteorologist with the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, and Frankie Barnhill, a reporter for Boise State Public Radio News. We're talking about the upcoming fire season in Idaho, but the fire season already going on across the country. What is the fire, forest fire outlook for southern Idaho compared to the northern part of our state?
So right now we're expecting pretty much all of the state to be affected to some degree. We think that as we get into July and things start drying out, the grasses across the Snake River Plain, the lower elevations, will start drying out, and they're always susceptible to fire. And the thing about those fires is they tend to spread quickly, but they go out fairly quickly. They usually last just a matter of days. As you start getting later into July and August and we get the lightning activity increasing in the mountains, we can see the timber fires begin. And those are the fires that are much more difficult to manage. They burn longer, and they may not burn as many acres, but they burn longer and hotter and consume a lot of resources. So going into July, we expect that we'll start seeing an increase in, or going into later in June and into July, we'll see an increase in fire in the lower elevations of southern Idaho. And then that'll migrate up into the mountains late July and into August, depending on how much lightning we get and where we are with the fuel condition by then.
And Frankie, we spoke about this very quickly in the beginning of this segment about the Southwest, parts of it already being on fire, particularly in Colorado right now. What's the fire season look like nationally?
Nationally, it does look above normal in some parts, as Ed mentioned. And again, we're just the resources are being stretched in a way that they might not have been in previous decades. When we're talking about this fire year where there's a kind of a natural migration of the fires, you know, the hope is that if the Southwest stops burning soon, then once the fires reach the Great Basin area, those resources, a.k.a. the firefighters that are necessary to actually put the blazes out, will be available because the fires in the Southwest will stop. There, you know, there's potential that there could be some overlap with that. And that's when those years when that happens, that becomes a really risky situation. It also just becomes really strenuous for the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management when they're trying to put those fires out.
Ed, you mentioned this about the smaller fires because we've already had some fires here for last week, correct, on the Boise BLM near CUNA and Grandview.
Yes.
Any idea if we'll see more of those smaller fires like we've just seen in the last couple weeks?
Yeah, those kinds of fires are not unusual. A lot of times they're caused by, you know, they're human caused. So it might be a campfire that's left or someone burning leaf litter in their yard or something like that. And it's still early enough that those fires, the vegetation's green and it's still wet out there. And so things aren't going to get as big as they might later in the summer. So those aren't unusual. And so we can expect to see the occasional fire like that. But as we get into the hotter time of the summer, we'll see bigger fires and moving higher into the terrain, into the elevations.
And how do you forecast this? Because, you know, we've had an abundance of rain and snowpack in the last year, you know, year and a half or so here in the Treasure Valley. But then we've had drought years. So does drought mean more fires automatically?
I tell people drought is a double-edged sword when it comes to fire, because when it's really, really dry, if you're in extended drought, you don't get a lot of the fine fuels like grasses and brush that help start fire and carry it into the larger timber. But when you start, when you end a drought and you get that precipitation, we're in a desert ecosystem, so vegetation responds very quickly to precipitation here. So it grows very quickly at the end of a drought. So now you have that fine fuel that when it dries out and is receptive to fire can help spread fire. So, but by then, depending on the length of the drought, the larger fuels like the trees, the timber, has been stressed and in some cases has died. So now that's firewood, basically. So it's a combination of things. It's how much precipitation you have, snowpack, the timing of the precipitation, how vegetation has responded to that. So there are a lot of factors that go into it, and we just have to weigh those in relation to the time of year and what we normally would expect.
I want to thank my guest today, Ed Delgado, a meteorologist with the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, and Boise State Public Radio News reporter Frankie Barnhill, talking about the upcoming fire season. Thank to both of you today.